Hi, I'm Delene Allen, the networking queen. I love to connect people. There is nothing more wonderful than the human connection, the connection that can lead to incredible things, to love, to business, to make our lives just so much richer, meeting and connecting on a deeper level than, hi, here's my business card. But making those human connections that can take you to magical places. Stay tuned for Network Equals Net Worth. I want to hear your stories. I want to share your stories. Hi, Delene Allen, Network Equals Your Net Worth. I am thrilled to introduce you to a woman, Ann Perry, who changed my life. She got me on the right path, and certainly with her guidance gave me the courage to step out and try something new. So this beautiful human being is a soul coach, a Reiki master teacher, hypnotherapist, and EFT practitioner. She blends all of these modalities into her work as a numerologist, and she excels at that. Her life purpose is to help others to discover their purpose. I reconnect people to their soul's contract that they wrote before they incarnated into this lifetime. She helps them to recognize their strengths, weaknesses, and opportunities for growth, and it helps people align in a way that honors their unique gifts and potential so they can confidently be of service to humanity. She loves to help people recognize their uniqueness. Now, one of the things that I absolutely love about Ann Perry, numerologist extraordinaire, is her lifelong learning. She is always striving to do better, to do more, to help her clients, and that's her passion, helping people realize their past. A number of years ago, when I first met Ann, who I believe was a numerologist from day one, even if she didn't, helped me realize that I had derived as much joy as I could out of a business that I had. And without her showing me the path that I could go, would not have had the courage to step out of my comfort zone and try something new. So I'll tell you, I love astrology. I love all kinds of things. But numerology truly is unique to each and every individual. And Anne can enlighten you to things that you didn't even know you needed to know and will make your life just that much more rewarding. So Anne Perry, tell us a little bit about you. Anything that you'd love people to know about you before we kind of get started?
Well, I first want to say thank you. Wow, what an introduction. I didn't realize I had all that behind me. So you always make me feel like a star, Aileen. Thank you for that. Thank you for having me here today. I don't know, how far back do you want to go? I mean, I've always been a bit of a spiritual person. You know, I've always known as far back as I can remember, until I was about 5 or 6 years old, I think I knew that there was something outside of me. There was something bigger than me. And so I spent my life trying to figure out what the heck that was. And, you know, I'd gone through various careers. We talked about this earlier. I wanted to see the world. And so I went to Humber College in Toronto, came out in the travel world, didn't want to be a travel agent, but came down to the East Coast and that's all that was available. So when I sent someone to St. John's, Newfoundland, who really wanted to go to St. John, New Brunswick, that cut my career short, but thank God it did, right? You know, very grateful that that path was kind of obstructed for me. So I had various careers and whatnot, but I always, you know, my good friend Holly Poole always said to me, you know, until you put both feet in one door, you're never going to find the success that you want. And those were really sage words of advice that she gave me, because I always felt split and torn, because I never had the courage to step into this, right? 100%. I always had to hold on to the real job, you know, whatever that was. So I went through various things. I had a bit of a healing crisis that happened in 1998. My brother contracted flesh-eating disease. And through the course of the summer, he died 5 times. It was devastating to me. I mean, it's losing a sibling, there's just nothing like it, right? So anyway, but he actually lived. We figured the devil wasn't ready for him and God didn't want him yet. So but through all of that, I went through my own healing crisis and I discovered Reiki. So after 18 months of taking my own healing sessions in Reiki, kind of clear out the junk in the trunk, as I like to say, energetically, it sort of cleared a path just to gaining more understanding about spirituality. And so I went on to do all my levels, and I started a really great practice in Reiki. I saw clients coming and going all the time, and I just knew, like, the spiritual world is really where I needed to work. But I still had my own business. I had a clothing business in my home, and I didn't have the courage to release it. So anyways, I just kept trying, and my Reiki business kept getting bigger and bigger. And I really wanted to find a way to connect with people a little faster, a little bit more intimately, without taking too many sessions to do that, right? So somebody brought me a book on numerology. It's called The Life You Were Born to Live. And it completely opened my eyes to the reality that numerology is, it's a big deal. Like, it really is an amazing tool. You know it yourself. We've talked about your chart many times. And anyway, I got studying that way. I applied it to my business, and I saw my business continue to grow because I knew the people, my clients, I knew them a little bit more intimately, a little better. And so I accredit that to the success of that business. And it went off in all many different directions. I was doing EFT. I was doing scientific hand analysis. I was doing past life regression therapy, all those sorts of things. But eventually all that kind of came to pass. It's all part of who I am. But eventually I kind of landed in numerology, and I knew I arrived home, right? That was it.
Yeah. So now here's the interesting part, because I find there's always those triggers or those people who tell us we can't or that we can. And I love you to share a little bit about your mom, because she saw in you what you did not yet see in yourself, didn't she?
She did. My mother was a white West Indian, very quirky, from Jamaica, very unusual woman, extremely talented, very gifted. And she was someone who, she always had odd people around her, like real weirdos. You know, she'd go to these craft shows and she'd bring all these people home. And it wasn't until a couple of years ago that I realized that what my mother was doing was creating a tribe for people who didn't have a tribe. Everybody needs a tribe. I don't care what your belief system is. Everybody needs a tribe. Everybody needs a support system. Everybody needs to be surrounded by people who just get them. Because if you're not surrounded by people who get you, it's very difficult for you to succeed, right? And to believe in yourself. So many of us start out by pursuing our dreams and whatnot because people accept who we are before we even accept who we are. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Totally. It's like we're looking for validation outside of ourselves. Yeah. So my mom and I kind of collided for many years because she was sort of pushing me and encouraging me to kind of embrace that weird, quirky, eccentric, metaphysical self that I am. And I wasn't ready to do it. And it took me many, many years. You know, I went through many jobs. One of the most profound experiences I had, talk about those things. Lost my train of thought there for a second. I was working for a company, my husband's company, actually, one that he was managing. And we weren't a couple when I first started there. And that sort of came to be about 4 years in. And one of the people that I worked with was really great. I mean, we got along really, really well. But as soon as he found out that I was with the boss, he sort of cut me right off and made my life a living hell. Like, there's no other way to describe it. He discredited me. He did whatever he could to embarrass me. He would make my life an absolute nawtmare. And I just went home every night bawling my eyes out going, you know, why can't he just accept me? And what's the deal? Like, why is this being so hard? And, you know, how am I ever going to get through? And I need this job and all that. So one day I just got up and I said, you know what, you SOB? I said, you know what? I'm going to start showing gratitude for you because, you know, I believe that when we show gratitude for our biggest obstacles, they shrink. Exactly. And I started looking at him and I went, you know what? He's my greatest gift. Because he's making my life so incredibly uncomfortable and so incredibly difficult. He's shining this big, huge light on the door. And he's basically saying, Ann Perry, you don't belong here. And you know what, Daylene? If he'd made my life really comfortable, if he'd been all warm and fuzzy, I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you today. Because I know I would never have found that courage.
Yep. Right? Yep. So yeah. Even though he did it in a not so nice way, yes. But same thing. Shining a light on the door. You know, one of the great things that you did teach me very early on was, you know, if you want a new dining room table, get rid of the dining room table that you have now. We must make room for those things to come into our lives. And so, again, he could have killed you with kindness, but like you said, it likely wouldn't have made you look to step out of your comfort zone. Somebody a long time ago said, when the pain of remaining the same is worse than the pain of change, we'll do something about it. And God bless the guy. But anyway, you're right. He was your gift.
Yeah, absolutely my gift. And I've never looked back from that. And I do believe when somebody's in front of you just driving you crazy and it's just a thorn in your side, look for the gift, right? Yeah. That was me stepping out of that door and stepping into this door. And it took me a while. I mean, honestly, I blew my business up. When I left my ex-husband, I moved out to the Eastern Shore. I was used to having walk-in clients come into my home and a few offices I had in town. And, you know, when I left all that and I moved out here, I kind of hoped that the community would sort of knuckle on to what I do. And I thought, oh, you know, it's going to be a little rough for a while, but I'll get there. But I know. Another gift, right? My largest obstacle being financially challenged, right? I had a really good thriving business in the city, moved out to the country, and all of a sudden the business dried up. I'm like, oh my God, like, am I all washed up or what's going on? And that's when I got a phone call from a very good friend of mine who's extremely psychic. She phoned me up and she said, Anne, here's the thing. She said, I'm sorry. She said, but your guides, your spirit guides, you're not listening to them. And they're now with me because they're really annoyed you're not listening to them. And they want you to know that you have to go on YouTube. And I'm like, I'm not going on YouTube. It's not happening. I've got nothing to say. Are you kidding me? Hang up the phone. And about 2 weeks later, another gal who I didn't know randomly reaches out to me on Facebook and goes, I don't know what this is all about, but your guides are with me and they're saying you got to get on YouTube. I'm like, fine, all right, I'll do it. Kicking and screaming, I will get on YouTube. And so I created a video and I put it up on YouTube and it wasn't perfect. You know, the lighting wasn't great and it wasn't well prepared and it wasn't well engineered and blah, blah, blah. But I put it up anyways with the thoughts that if I could figure out how to get it up there, I'd take it right down because it's not good enough, right? But I couldn't, Daylene, because within minutes, like not even like I'm within less than a minute, I was getting messages from people going, oh my God, you see me, you hear me, you get me, like, oh my God, like, this is so amazing. I'm like, wow, I didn't think it was all that great. So I left it there and, I continued to work the YouTube channel. But honestly, if you look back on those earlier videos, I'm going to say that behind that reasonably confident looking woman was somebody who was terrified. And I was really, really afraid of judgment. This is a message I really want to share with the people listening today. You know, competition only exists in your head. Competition is created by the ego. I had to learn that because I was, first off, I was thinking, well, why would anybody ever pay money to speak to me for a consultation if I keep giving away the farm for free on YouTube, right? But the more I gave, the more came to me.
Exactly.
Well, right? Go ahead.
Well, but think about this, Anne. You were giving them enough that they were resonating with the idea of what you had, which makes a person want to reach out to do more because ultimately they really need to talk to you one-on-one to know all about them individually, don't they? I mean, that's the thing, Anne. You have never steered me wrong. You have never steered me wrong. And same thing. You had to tell me the message. I'm as bad as the next person. I had to hear that message a few times before it sunk in. And you kind of go, well, Daylene, you're finally listening. But you do it in the absolutely nicest way. And the fact that, again, it's just so personal what you teach us that definitely people need that one-on-one. And
I think you're right in that respect. I didn't see it that way initially. You were just smart enough to take the advice. But I don't know. I was terrified of judgment. I was terrified that one of the other big numerologists out there that would contact me and go, oh, you don't know what you're talking about, or you misled this person, or you did, or something. I don't know. I was just so terrified of judgment. And, you know, it was only a few years ago that I got a message energetically that said, and this is what I want to share with your listeners, don't ever worry about what you don't know. Don't ever worry about not having all the answers. Don't worry about being an absolute perfectionist or the expert or, you know, having all the education and all that, the bells and whistles. Don't worry about that. Because energetically, people will only ever be guided to you because of what you already know and what you already have. if you think about it, when you went to, you know, if you go online and you click on a service, say you want to click on a service that you want to work with me, you're not clicking on and hoping that Ann Perry is going to know something to help you down the road. You're doing it because you energetically connected with me and you feel that I can be of help, right? So I just, that was huge for me. That completely blew the doors open for me when I went, oh, wow, I don't have to be all that because I'm good enough right now. Exactly. What I have right now is good enough. And there's lots of people out there and there's room for all of us, that's, you know? Right.
Well, and judgment and social media can be cruel in that direction. Mm-hmm. So avoid the naysayers, but again, you'll connect with, and I love what you said, your tribe, that we need that support system. And that's where the connections, you know, they say people come into your life for a reason, a season, or for life. But if we're open to learning and listening, that we can glean something from everyone. And that to me is the power of the human connection of us saying, okay, this person is put in my path. What's the lesson I could learn? How can I create something meaningful for this? And that is where I find many people are so quick to just maybe want to sell something. And you always want to get to know the person. Mm-hmm. You really want to understand it in order to be able for you to translate what you know as a numerologist to make that personal to the person.
True, true, absolutely. And one of the things you do really well, Daylene, which is something that I tend to share with my viewers and my followers and whatnot, is that, you know, you're always trying to be of service, right? You're the great connector, right? That's why this business is so good for you, because, and it's such a great fit. Not that your previous business wasn't a good fit. It absolutely wasn't. It served you well for the time. But right now you want to take it bigger and better. But you've always had this idea of how can I serve? You know, how can I be of service? And this is a big learning curve for me as well, because not only was I afraid of judgment, but I was always afraid of what if I don't make it? What if I don't make enough money? What if I give up the day job, the real job, and I can't make it in the metaphysical, even though my heart's calling me there, what if I can't make it, you know? And so I had to understand eventually, I call it my spiritual bitch slap, because I literally got thrown on the road into the dirt when I was tossing it out there to spirit one day saying, how am I going to make it? How can I pay my bills? How am I going to survive? How am I ever going to make this? I think you want me to be a numerologist, but I'm hurting here. I got to pay my phone bill. I got to pay my car payments and stuff. And I got literally, it was like somebody came behind me and slammed me in the back and drove me into the ground. And I'm like, what up with that? Like I'm being a little vulnerable here. And then I realized, whoa, I am so out of alignment. Because I was so worried about how was I going to make it? How was I going to pay my bills? And I forgot to say, show me how I can be of service. Yep. And once I did that, my whole business blew up in a very positive way. Yep. And I'm doing a six figure business now. Like, which, yep. You know, yep. Like it's what?
Yeah. Well, if we go back to feel the fear and do it anyway, you got sick and tired enough of what was going on, but same thing. Maybe we could chuckle and go slam to the ground. It's not exactly fun, but boy, you need that message. Like,
yep. Call those the spiritual bitch slaps. Cause that's exactly what it is. You're not listening. You're going down. Exactly. Right.
Well, what I find, and you're hitting the nail on the head for so many people, especially in uncertain times of the fall of 2020, when we're still in the middle of what's going on in the world, that people need to be more cognizant of really listening to the intuition and the messages that we're getting. And by going to Ann, I believe you'll learn how to read those messages more effectively and actually make some traction. But here's the other part, Ann. I find many, many people, you can have a great idea, but sometimes money gets in the way. And really, right, when you are of service and you've got a great idea, you've got a great product, money's the measure of the pleasure we send into the lives of others.
Yes, yes. We've got to chase the opportunities to help rather than chase the opportunities to make money.
Exactly.
Yeah. When we've got it backwards, it's going to be a struggle, always. Yeah. And I find that many people have what's called an 8 karmic lesson.
Okay.
It means that you have no H's, Q's, or Z's in your birth name. Okay, so karmic lesson of 8 means you're going to have some lessons around this. You have some lessons around money and how you earn it and your power and your authority and how you put yourself out there. So, and I have it. And I get it, right? So I just think it's really important for us always to be on the lookout for how can we support? How can we help? How can we be of service? The rest of it will fall into place.
Exactly.
So we should stop worrying about it. I know the whole law of attraction, you know, talks all about that, but unless you really feel it, you can't be it, you know? Yeah.
Well, and being cognizant of those feelings and underlying things that can be holding us back that you can make us aware of,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Because here's the thing that we're not taught about finances growing up, and we're not taught about making connections. And, you know, now more than ever, between having the tribe or those of us who had a lot of connections during the COVID-19 shutdown, I believe mentally came out further ahead because you could reach out to people and say, well, here's the thing that I learned, Dan, that you don't do. I called people and said, how are you? And unfortunately, they told me, and none of us felt better. The person I called her myself, because we were both talking about the bad. And I realized if I was to be of help to people, I needed to call and say, you're the one person I know, and Anne, you would be the one person I know. I could have called and said, Anne, you learned something new. Tell me what it is, because I'll tell you if I learned anything new, and we're both going to feel better.
Yeah, and we're going to be a bit richer because of it.
Yeah,
right.
And the other part that I love about what you do, Anne, and what numerology, it's a totally positive thing. Have you noticed we don't live in a perfect world? Our world is dirty. Dirt is everywhere, all of the time. Introducing Aqua Media. We have invented and perfected a series of natural and organic cleaning polishers, incredibly effective and remarkably versatile. We have shattered the paradigm that cleaners need to have detergents, fragrance, and other toxic chemicals. Our ingredients are simple: pure water, calcium and minerals from an organic, renewable resource. Aqua Media leaves a durable microfilm of organic calcium that resists fingerprints, is anti-static, water beads off, stays cleaner longer, and is easier to clean the next time. Much less time spent cleaning and more in time enjoying the clean. So, Aqua Media lets you clean with a conscience.
Oh, absolutely. You know, once we understand, and that's a very good point, Daylene, once we understand our numerology, even the very basics, right? It's so empowering. I mean, I got involved in numerology because in 2000, well, for two reasons, one to help my clients, but one of the things that really got to me was in 2003, I was going through what I called my dark time. I think I was depressed. I've never gone through that before, but I know it was pretty dark year. And when I started learning more about numerology and I went back and I looked at 2003, I went, damn, if somebody had told me that in 2002, I was going to go into a really crappy cycle and that by 2003, I'd be out of it, I would have gone through that cycle much easier, because when you're in it, you think that's it. There is no light at the end of that tunnel. It's a dark, horrible place. But when you know numerology and you know what the cycle is and you know that it's going to clear, and if I can take you back in time to say, hey, Daylene, remember back in such and such a year? Remember when you went through that?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Remember how awful that was? Yeah. Remember how you came out of it? Well, that's exactly what's happening to you now.
Exactly. Right? There's always a silver lining, isn't there, Anne? Always.
And, you know, you brought up a good point about connecting with people this year, because 2020 has been a four universal year. 2 + 0 + 2 + 0 = 4. So we have two twos and we have a zero in between those twos. Okay. So the zeros amplify the two. What's the two about? Partnership, connecting, collaborating, you know, teamwork. It's not me against the world. It's you and me trying to support each other, you know? So 2020 has been a challenge. There's no question. And I mean, a heads up would have been nice, right? But I talked about it. Of course I always do. I talked about it in January as to what we can expect in 2020. And I said, you know, this is going to be a year of rethink, revisit, review, look at your foundations, look at your education, look at your home, look at your family, look at your marriage, look at your work, your career, all those things. Take a hard look at them. Pause. But the thing with this year being a four universal year, the four allows us to focus better than any other time. So even though we've got just a few weeks left of this year, we have to be extremely careful where we place our focus this year, because anything we focus on is going to get bigger. So if you're having a crappy time through COVID and you continue to focus on the crappy time you're having, guess what?
Exactly.
It's going to get bigger, right?
So energy flows to where our attention goes. I love Joe Vitale and that line, right? So yeah, and that I believe is also what numerology has helped me understand. This is the theme, if you will, for the year. And if you understand that and break it down into months and so on, and then all of the other energy that you can align and deal with things more effectively, don't you find, Anne?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you're in a one personal year, for example, don't you want to know that? You only get that once a night in a 9-year cycle.
Exactly. Yeah.
So we want to know how to embrace them as best as we can. But the one, without getting into all the personal years and such, that's the topic for a different day. But understand that universally, regardless of where you are in your personal cycle, each one of us is in a different place. You might be in a 5. I could be in a 7. You know, Joe could be in a 2. We're all somewhere. But the influence of the universal year is always going to be there. It's like an umbrella that shines over us. And in this year, it's a 4. So the 4 is asking us to take a step back, review where you're at. Is this a good relationship for you? Do you need to rework it? Do you need to get out of it, right? Is this a good career? Are you stuck? Are you feeling stuck? The 4 has a tendency to cause us to feel stuck because we get focused on what irritates us, right? So yeah. This is an umbrella we're all under, but man, it's such a fantastic umbrella when you think about it, because the ability to focus is so good if you'll use it in a positive way. Like, it's a gift. It's really a gift.
Okay. So now, Anne, I know all of the things that you've shared, but I know you've got some big dreams and goals for your business. So was there at this point or in the past little bit, somebody who also triggered that imagination or that mind to say, I'm going to do this? So what have you, certainly during, let's say, times like COVID 2020, what have we pivoted? Because when you think about it, Anne, you were so COVID prepared, living where you live, being able to do online business, yeah. you're really, you know, you're set.
I can't imagine doing business any other way. You know, my mind, when I was living in Halifax, my mind was on HRM, Halifax Regional Municipality. That was it. And when I moved out here, I was like, oh my God, my business is gone. It's done, right? And when Spirit came in and said, no, it's not done. You've got to get on YouTube. And I went kicking and screaming. It's the best thing I ever did. My husband leaves in the morning and he goes, where are you going today? And I'm like, well, I'm in Hong Kong at lunch. And then at supper time, I go to Italy. And then I think I finish in Australia. You know, it's a big joke in our house. But the fact is, I want to be of service. I want to help, right? And so being able to be online like this, I'm not restricted by geography, right? Thank God for Zoom. Thank God for YouTube and social media and all these things, right? It's just such a wonderful platform. It's a real learning curve. So, yeah. But yeah. I'm so grateful. I can take my laptop and work anywhere I want.
You know? Which is just... Yeah. You gotta love it. And yeah. So when you think of challenges that many people have gone through, and you look at how some people have, again, out of necessity, you know, like, we didn't plan this, we didn't want this, it's been delivered to us. But like, some words of wisdom for people, like, where they are, how to realize the opportunity and the silver lining that's here, Anne.
Well, I always love the expression, as you believe, so it is, you know, and the other expression I love is, this is not my reality. You know, I have a coach that I work with for myself personally, and she's been working very hard with me this year to help me to recognize, you know, I come from an attitude of gratitude. I'm grateful for everything, even the crappy stuff that comes my way. I show gratitude for it because I know it's there to teach me something. That is. And you know it, Daylene, we've had this discussion many times. You're a big proponent of that too. But being grateful for the obstacles, being grateful for the crap that's coming your way, because there's something, you say the silver lining is there. But this coach is really helping me to see that we are always co-creating. You know, you and I could witness something. Well, let's say COVID. You know, you and I are witnessing COVID right now. You could respond to it in your way, and I can respond to it in my way. But we're both witnessing the same thing. but we always get to choose how we respond. And as we're choosing how we respond, we are creating our own reality. You know, so if somebody says to me, this is just crappy, this is shitty, this is just really a horrible time, I'm like, well, that's not really my reality. I love that line. It's not really my reality. Might be worse, you know, and that's unfortunate. But as we believe, so it is. So if you choose to think that this is difficult, I guess it is. If you think that this is going to be, you know, the end of the world, I guess it is, you know, whatever. Yeah. You get to choose. You always get to choose. That's the biggest thing I can teach people, is that life is never happening to you. Life is always happening through you, and you get to choose how you respond, and you get to create your reality. So those of you who have lost jobs, those of you who are really financially compromised and whatnot, it's awful. There is no question. There's nothing good about that. But if you show some positive energy towards it, if you kind of look at that and say, well, maybe this is going to open a door to something else. It's like, Daylene, we talked about it. You had to close the door on your other business if this door was going to open. And you did try various things before you landed on the one that's perfect for you.
Yeah.
But you had to have the guts to do it. And you had to have faith, and you had to trust in the flow of the universe. Right?
That's right. Well, yeah. And again, I think you just made a really, really good point. And yes, there's crappy stuff going, but what can you do? What opportunity is there that maybe, again, you're looking out that window when there's a door next door, you look at the problem so much that you really don't see the solution.
Yeah. You know, there's so many people that I have received messages from to say, the worst day of my life. Oh my God, I lost my job. It's awful. And then a couple of weeks later, it's like, oh my God, this is fantastic. I just found out that I was approved for this particular program. And now I'm going to be studying what I really want to do. And I have the time to do it, and blah, blah, blah. And it goes on and on and on. Right. So these messages come in all the time where the doors are closing around people, making room for new ones. This is the year to rebuild your foundation. Yep. Right. Yep. Yeah. Hang on for next year, because that won't be a foundational year.
So tell us, give us some insight into next year.
Well, 2021 turns into a 5 universal year, right? Where the 4 has been a universal year of stability and process and one step after the other. I would have been completely shocked if Donald Trump had gotten in again, because this was the year to rebuild the foundation. And next year, going into 2021, when Biden actually gets sworn in as president, that's going to be the year of change. Right? So it's a change of government. So when we look at 2021, the energy is polar opposite of what we've been experiencing this year. This year, yes, it's been tough in a lot of ways. There's no question. We had to face a lot of stuff. A lot of relationships didn't make it through this year because they kind of, you know, crumbled. But as we move into 2021, it's almost like we're losing the straitjacket we've been feeling. The strings start to get a little looser and we start feeling a little bit freer. It's going to be a year of change. It's going to be a year where we're all going to have to learn how to be a little bit more flexible, a little bit more adaptable in the face of change. It's a year when anything goes, and be prepared for the unexpected. Okay, so if it's possible to put a little bit away, tuck it away for a rainy day, it might not be a bad idea. This is not saying that you're going to have financial difficulties, but it is saying that unexpected things can happen.
Well, and we're in the middle of that, and that's a great, great idea anytime, but yes.
Yeah, you know, and the 5, the one thing we got to know about the 5, and God knows I know it because I'm coming out of a personal year of 5, but the 5 is a very scattered energy, okay? So I would encourage people before the turn of 2021, January 1st, 2021, before that date, it would be really great for you to have a goal in mind. Write it down, talk about it. Like right now, it's like what the new moon was last night. So this would be a great time to start doing it. Talk about whatever your goal is, whatever your intention is, okay? Set it, put it in place, write it down, put it on your desktop, put it on your dash in your car, wherever. Keep focused on what that is, because the year of 5 is going to distract you from it, okay? So we want you to be able to look at that and say, okay, this is what I said I was going to do. Oh, here comes a good course. I'd like to take that. That sounds like fun. Nope, can't do that because that is not going to put me in alignment with what I said I was going to do. right? So it's keeping us accountable. If you know what you want to do next year, set it in place, set the intention. For me, it's coaching more people and coaching them, helping them with their businesses, getting them up online and getting them ready and up and running. But there's all kinds of courses and things I want to take, but every time something comes in to distract me or seduce me into taking this, because this looks like fun, I have to go, all right, ask yourself, is this going to take me towards my goal? Or is this procrastination happening? Because I don't know how that's going to fit or how that's going to work. We all do it. But if it's not taking you to your goal, then you might want to put it on the side burner for a while. So, yeah.
So, Anne, if you stop and think about the connections you've made from that first YouTube video, and what you have progressed to since then. Number one, I loved when you talked about you were going to put it up and then take it down because you didn't think it was very good, but it was authentic, real, and you had a great message out there. And people wanted, they resonated. So imagine how many connections, when you think about that globally, that you have been able to make.
Yeah. Like, unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unbelievable. I mean, I've been on YouTube for a few years now. And honestly, I am not working my YouTube channel like I did in the beginning. Just completely transparent there. When I first had my YouTube channel, I was answering all the questions all the time and I was really on it and I was building it. And so I've got over 23,000 subscribers now, which could be a lot bigger if I was working it more. But with all due respect, I can only do so much. Like, I'm it. I'm the business, right? So what I have generated over the last 6 years continues to bring me a steady stream of income all the time. So anybody who's thinking about YouTube, like, stop thinking about it. Just do it. Don't worry about how good it is. Just get on there and do it, yeah. Right?
Well, but here's the other part. You get on and you start and you will get better. It's like anything else. If we wait till we're perfect, forget that.
Yeah. But there's always somebody out there who's going to resonate with you. That's the thing we have to keep our minds on. We're afraid of judgment. That's our fear, right? That's our fear. And that's what keeps us locked in chains.
Yeah.
Okay. But forget it, because when you think about the scope of the internet, when you think about the scope of YouTube, it's the second largest search engine in the world next to Google, right? Think about the scope of that. And people who are reaching you, only those who are reaching out to you will connect with you anyways. You're not going to attract a lot of haters. I'm telling you, you won't. Yeah. It's absolutely probably the most healing modality I've ever experienced was going on YouTube and just, you know, I'm self-taught.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love to see people get up there and be successful. It's just like, it's 365 days of the year, 24 hours a day, your advertisement's up there, you know, and you're inviting people to engage with you. Like, wow. You talk about a network. It's amazing.
Well, that just blows my mind what you've said. But again, you felt the fear, you did it anyway. And again, Anne, one of the big things, people don't plan to fail, but they fail to plan. And to me, much as I love astrology and all kinds of other energy, you know, anything we can do to help ourselves, to help others. Mm-hmm. But what I've loved about numerology is, just that I really feel like ever since we've connected, I have a path to follow. Mm-hmm. And that does, you know, again. So if 1 year isn't the very best of year, we can't control what's happening around us in the world. That's the one thing that I really feel like, okay, but my path is clear, that I have that I can rely on. And also really, you know, because we live that 9 year cycle, is that I can plan the next decade. And not that you plan, you know, that strict, but it gives you those themes, those things to really, to me, enhance your life.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if you think about it, if you got off an airplane in a country you've never been to, and you got into a car, would you go without a GPS or a roadmap? Probably not. Some people would. I guess I'm not one of them. I like to know where I'm going, right? And everything is energetically based. Like, there are some years that are what we call go time years. Okay. Like a year of one, for example, would be go time. The universe is naturally going to give you lots of energy to get things done. But when you come into year of two, it's a time to sit back, to rest, restore, gain your energy back again. Because when you go into year three, boom, it's forward time again. You need to know, are you in a year where you're supposed to be expending energy or not? If you're in a, in a year where you're not supposed to be expending a whole bunch of energy and you're still punching your way through, you're going to be exhausted by the time you get to the end of it. And you completely messed yourself up, because when you go into the three cycle where you need your energy, you didn't take time out. So if you're going to, you know, capitalize on all of the energies available to you, you need to know what they are.
Exactly.
So, yeah, there's lots of resources on my channel if anybody wants to check them out. Yeah.
And we will post all of Anne's contact information. Thank you so much to Anne Perry, numerologist extraordinaire. Thanks so much for listening. What'd you like best about today's conversations and the connections that lead to miraculous outcomes? Leave a review. We would love to hear from you. We'd love to share your story too. So why not touch base with Daleen Allen on Instagram, and we'll keep the conversations going.